Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. I just want to welcome you tonight. This is Jeannie. And I just want to thank you, as I do every Monday night, I want to thank you all for taking your time to be with me, because I know everyone's time is precious these days. Everyone's busy. And I truly consider it an honor that you take time to be with me. That's a beautiful song I just played, isn't it? It's a brand new album that I bought, or CD. And trying to get some new music on here, but that's a song by Selah, and I thought it was really, really beautiful about pressing on, because there's so many people going through things. I mean, us included. It's kind of like been hit with one thing behind the next, seems like the weeks and weeks, sometimes months, and there's a lot of people, you know, going through things. And that's just part of life, it is. But there are seasons that you'll have to just keep pressing on. You just have to keep pressing in to the Lord. I tell you what, I better do my sound check right quick. Angie, are y'all hearing me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, good, good. All right. Well, thank you, ma'am. All right. I thought so sometimes on my phone, but it's always best to check because at times when I thought everyone could hear me, sometimes they couldn't. Anyhow, I was looking at some of the scripture this afternoon and just reminded of the scripture. Let me go to it here. In Isaiah 40:31, it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." You know, and I've heard many people talk about the term, "they that wait upon the Lord." And I think it's probably true in, I think all of the examples I've heard are probably true, that in some ways it's like, be still and wait till you hear from God. Deal and wait to hear from the Lord, till you get direction, till you get wisdom from Him. Another way I've heard it is some say that wait upon the Lord like a waiter or a waitress, that we, you know, just go before God and just, you know, lavish our love on Him, lavish our praises on Him. Lord, what would you have me do, Lord? You know, just wait upon the Lord like any good hostess would do, to just, Lord, I'm here for you. Lord, what pleases you? And I think both of those are right. I don't think there's a wrong there. And I was thinking in the Word, where that when David, of course, it seems like I talk about David a lot, but there's so many good examples of him. You know, here, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about when he had gone to battle. And, you know, and then when they came back, the women and children had been stolen by the enemy. And then the men began to conspire against him and to say, you know, maybe we should kill David because their hearts were broken. And then he asked for Abiathar, the priest, to bring the ephod, which, you know, was the priestly garment, which, you know, the Word says that we are kings and priests in the Lord. But it also, that's what they used to hear the Lord. You know, the priest did. They put on this garment, and I don't have all the understanding about it, but I know it represented, you know, hearing from God. It was a tool. It was something used to hear from the Lord. But in this instance, I was thinking of Well, it was when David, you know, Saul had been after him, and Saul had been chasing him, and David was running from him because people kept giving him, you know, coming and telling him, you know, he's after you, he's, you know, Jonathan, actually, Saul's son, would come and tell him some. You know, he said, even Saul knows that you're to be king and that I'm to be by your side. So he was at times getting forewarned in ahead of time that Saul was after him and that Saul was coming. And likewise, there were people telling Saul, oh, David's hiding in this place and David's hiding in that place and David's been seen here and there. So there were people on both sides of the line there, some helping Saul and some helping David. But in David's case, I love when it says that he, you know, for the wisdom of God, it would have been easy for him to have leaned just upon his battle strategies and the things he knew and the wisdom that he had of like, we'll lay in wait for Saul and we'll kill him when he comes after us or we'll set a trap. But instead of relying on his own wisdom and his own understanding, he called for the ephod. And he went before God, of God, I need your wisdom. You know, one of the places he was hiding and they heard that Saul was coming. And you know, he said, God, if Saul, is Saul going to come here? And he says, if he comes, will he attack these people? Will the people turn me over to Saul? And the Lord, when he put on the ephod and he asked of the Lord told him, said, yes, Saul will come. And yes, the people will turn you over to him to keep him from attacking them. So once he knew from God, you know, of course, then he gathered his men and they slipped out and they began to hide. You know, they ran and hid in other places. But see, he never lost his integrity because he never wanted to displease the Lord. And, you know, when David was in the cave, he and his men were in the cave, and Saul's men had come in that area, and Saul came into the cave to relieve himself. And the men saw him. You know, they were in the back in the dark, and they saw him, and they said, here's your chance. God's delivered him into your hand. You can kill him now. And David was like, no. But David, he did slip up. You know, slipped up to where Saul didn't see him, and he cut the edge of his robe off. But then he told his men, he said, do not harm him. He said, you know, like, far be it from me, for me to harm my Lord. God has anointed him for king. He's the anointed that I would try to strike down and that I would bring harm to the anointed, because he knew the Lord had anointed Saul for king. But then when Saul went out, and he was back on the hills, and David went out, and he, you know, showed himself and said, my Lord. And he said, you know, basically, my words, I could have killed you, but I didn't. And see, here's a piece of your garment to show you that I got that close to you, but yet I spared you. And he said, you know, you've been after me to kill me, but I have done what was right. But what I love there is he said, let God judge, you know, let God decide between me and you. Let God judge between me and you. And of course, Saul broke down and said, you've been a man of integrity. You've done what was right, even though I have been evil and have chased you. And he left. He let him go, you know, because I guess he could have had his men all surround the caves and have killed them. But instead, you know, David, because he reacted honorably, and he had inquired of the Lord, and he continued to try to please God. You know, he wasn't thinking at those times, you know, of himself, of what would work for me here. You know, in my best interest, it'd be best for me if I kill this guy, because he's been after me and I've done nothing wrong. You know, I mean, he could have justified it. And so many people would have said, that's right, David. You know, he's been chasing you all over the place, trying to kill you. He's threatened you. You haven't done anything to him. You know, you'd be right to kill him. But David, still, his heart was to please God. You know, not only did he inquire of God, but then when that opportunity came, that would have been real easy, I'm assuming, to have looked out for his own interest and thought, you know what, I can end this right here. But he didn't. And even as he stood before Saul, you know, he said, let God judge between us. You know, he did state his case of, I could have killed you and I didn't. But I love the fact that he continued to go before God because he had the fear of God. And that's something, it seems to me, that you don't see as much now, is a true fear of the Lord. And I realize in this day and time, I don't know how many people are not raised in church or don't go to church or don't have church teaching. It wouldn't surprise me if it's as much as 50% these days, because, you know, I know people within our own, you know, kinfolk that, to my knowledge, have never even been in a church. So I can imagine, you know, how many are out there that I don't know and that others don't, you know, that you don't know. But as, you know, there's a large majority or a large percentage now that have no teaching of the Bible, that think it's a myth, you know, that think it's made up, that say, oh, it was just written by people inspired by the Holy Ghost. But, you know, but the fear of God there, I mean, that's everything.
Let's see. The word says, let's see where it's at. I know that in Proverbs 9, verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
understanding. Wow. That's something all of us need. I know I do. I'm like, Lord, because sometimes we can hear God, but we don't really understand what he's saying. Well, I've done that. So God would give us a dream, and we may not really get a full interpretation. We may not really understand what we're seeing. And just, I mean, so often we need, of course we need the wisdom of God, but we need understanding of the Lord. I was looking in flipping through with scripture of Moses was talking to the Lord. That scripture had come up in mind, if I found favor in your sight. And so I looked it up, and it was about Moses when he was had the children of Israel, you know, and they'd been misbehaving and disbelief, and really got God ticked off with them. And Moses had pulled aside with the Lord and said, Moses said to the Lord, look, you've been telling me, lead this people up, but you have not let me know who you would send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor in my sight. That's an awesome thing to be, have favor in God's sight. He said, but now, if indeed I have found favor in your sight, please let me know your way, that I may know you and find favor in your sight. And then he went on to say, remember that this nation is your people. And the Lord answered, and he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. And Moses said, if your presence does not go with us, do not lead us up from here. For how then can it be known that your people and I have found favor in your sight unless you go with us? How else will we be distinguished from all the other people on the face of the earth? So the Lord said to Moses, I will do this very thing you've asked. And you have found favor in my sight, and I know by name. I love that, that. You know, when he says, if I have found favor in your sight, Lord, that please let me know your way. Let me know your way, that I might know you and that I might find favor. And see, well, even when I think about the ones that they have no fear of God, or maybe they don't even understand the fear of God. And for all of us at times that have followed our own intellect, our own reasoning, oh, wow, that gets us in trouble, doesn't it? That to know the Lord and to understand his ways, wouldn't we be able to navigate through life so much more successfully? You know, mainly just to please him, and then God brings success our way. He brings, you know, success in the eyes of God may not always be the same as success with people. I think there is some difference, even though, you know, God says he'll pour out blessings that we cannot contain. And I think his interpretation of blessings would be meaning the same as us, but so much deeper. Because it would include peace and healing and understanding and wisdom and you know, to experience his glory, to have God in our hearts and even, as the word says, to show us things that are to come, you know, to give us heads up about things that are to come and to give us understanding about things that are behind us. Anyhow, you know, the things that are going on in the earth today, I think it's just all the more important that we continue to draw near to the Lord and to be obedient to him. And, you know, obedience requires hearing him and understanding what we're hearing. And I know I've received some prophetic words about that myself, you know, and I'm asking God, there's been, you know, several things the Lord has asked, you know, he's told me that he wanted me to do through the years, and some I have done and some I have not yet done, or some that I've attempted to do, and there's been roadblocks and things that have kept me from progressing with it or moving forward with it. And I'm really asking God how to you know, God, what's your priority? You know, of the different things you're doing, what's your priority? Or do I just try to move forward with all of it at once? You know, and Lord, what is pleasing to you? Lord, show me, help me understand. You know, help me to move forward in those things. And when I ran across that little song called Press On, I thought, oh, wow, that is so appropriate and just so perfect. And I know not only in my life, but in so many others too, that, you know, we do get busy with just things of life. I mean, there's no way around that, just the paying bills and the cleaning and the dealing with things that are going on. I've been busy here the last few days trying to get some garden put out. First one we will have had in several years, but we've got plenty of room here and to get the garden out, which makes my knees and my back hurt, but working on that. You know, do some and then rest from it or do something else. But wanting to please God, which I think much of the wanting to please the Lord comes from the fear of the Lord, of knowing that he is Lord and King over all, and that he is the one that holds our lives in his hand, and he is the one that brings blessing to us, and he is the one that knew us, you know, before we were in our mother's womb, and the one that planned everything for us, that set the days of our life. So, Lord, help us. Father, help us to please you. Help us to hear you and to understand what we're hearing when we hear it. Lord, help us to see and perceive. And Lord, give us that tenacity to press on. Lord, no matter the obstacles, no matter the hiccups, Lord, the hindrances, Father. And Lord, we ask that you break off hindrances, Father. Lord, help us. Help us to continue to press on in you and for you. And Lord, that we will wait upon you, both in worship, waiting upon you, and in timelines to wait upon you when we need to be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Father, just increase the capacity of our hearts to love you. Lord, to even a greater way, Lord, that we would just feel your presence. Lord, that we would know you and find favor in your sight. Lord, our desire is to be pleasing to you and to be blessed by you, Lord. Lord, we love you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, I'm going to play another song here. I've got several more numbers that I need to write down. All right, right here.
Light the fire,
Praise the Lord. All right. First caller here, 804-218. How's Miss Angie tonight?
Miss Angie's moving a little slow, but she's still moving.
she's still going.
Must still going.
That'll work, girl. That's the main thing. That's the main thing.
As long as you're breathing and moving, huh?
Yeah.
Opportunity, another chance.
God's with us, girl.
Yes, he is.
Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Angie, and Father, I thank you, Lord, for her tenacity. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you have strengthened her time and again. Lord, when at times when the seemed like the breath was knocked out of her, Lord, that you have breathed life back into her, and you've lifted her back up. Father, she's recognized that, and she's known that. But there's been times, Lord, that you've taken her by the hand and pulled her back up. Even that she didn't know it, Lord, because you were always there. You were always there with her, Father. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that in the same way, Lord, that you have picked her up and that you have breathed life into her, Lord, that she's going to do the same with others. And, Lord, that she's also going to extend that hand to help others that have fallen or others that have been knocked down. And, Lord, she's going to speak the words of the Lord that's going to breathe life into them and give them that second wind that they need. And, Lord, I thank you, Father, that, Lord, that she is building up rewards in heaven, Lord. But she's also, Lord, was going to reap rewards, Lord, in this earth, too. In this earth, too, because there are rewards from the Lord for obedience and for our heart being for him and to extend our extend that same heart of the Lord to others. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for witty ideas, Lord, for specific and strategic ideas that you give Angie, Lord. It's like I see, and I think I've seen similar with you before, it's like I see like people sharing with you, and at times you haven't, like you having some answers for them. You know? Like, I see it almost in the sense of like, and I don't know why I say it, but like you telling people about herbs or vitamins, certain like recipes, things that would be a help to them. I don't know if you do stuff like that or not. But it's like I see you giving answers to people, but the way I see it is almost like recipes and foods are like herbs and things that would be a help to people of you having knowledge in those areas. It may even have to do with, and I don't know much about this, but like, what do they call it? Fragrance therapy or something like that, that sort of thing, where I don't know, people burn candles that have certain fragrances or different things that help them, but mainly I see like herbs and health food things or health things, health-wise things. But it, you know, I know it affects more than, you know, it things can affect things mentally and, you know, physically as far as arthritis and pains and, but anyway, it's like I see you talking to people talking to you and you being able to help them. I mean, yes, pray for them and encourage them and all of those things in spiritual ways, but I see you being able to help them in the natural ways too of all of that. And like I said, I'm not, you know, I am somewhat familiar with herbs and all. I'm not very, what do they call it, aromatherapy? I'm not familiar with all of that, but I know that there's just a whole bunch of that stuff that's more of a homeopathic or natural ways for healing and natural ways to help bring calmness and to reduce anxiety in people. And it's like I see you helping people in those ways as well. But I just see you laying up great treasures in heaven and the Lord using you in a number of ways and just pleasing the Lord. Father, I just thank you for Angie, Lord, and I thank you for all that you've poured into her and that you're continuing to pour in her. And, Lord, the witty ideas and the wisdom, Father, in how to deal with situations and how to help people and how to utilize all of that knowledge, Lord, that you have put within her. So, Father, I just speak a blessing over her and her family and her loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. You still there?
I am. I wouldn't leave you.
Awesome.
I love that song. You're so beautiful. You know, you're beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a Chris Tomlin. Yeah, Chris Tomlin song. I love so much of his music, but it's really a pretty song.
Yes, it does. You know, the grace in, you know, your grace in me. You know what I mean? It just, you know, it just, you know, it's like pouring liquid gold.
Yeah. I just, the presence of the Lord is that, to me, is always his own music, not on everything. But in particularly different times, different songs will appeal to you or will pull on your heart and just bring the presence of the Lord and just bring a peace. And I tend to like more the worship type songs than I do the praise songs. Sometimes I like praise songs, but most of the time I like more the worship songs.
Right, but, me too.
Yeah, certain things
it's
are
more
just,
of a,
just
a easier. You know, Sister Ruth would some people know who she is and some people don't, but Sister Ruth would say you praise until you go into worship, and you worship until you know, and when the glory, you know, you just, you
yeah.
know, you're that, you're in that face to face, you know, encounter. You can feel the, you know, his presence.
Right.
And
right.
She would do a lot of her worshiping in her tongue, you know, she would sing in tongue,
right?
You know,
right.
And she could walk in and change the atmosphere or whatever. But
that's very powerful.
Yeah.
Praying in tongues or singing in tongues is absolutely very powerful.
Right, right. She would, you know, she was just very humble in that aspect. I didn't think she knew anything but Ezekiel, though. I was like,
well,
my Lord, how many times can you preach on Ezekiel? And don't you know there's other books there?
I guess that one resonated with her.
Well, she would do, you know, there's a wheel within the wheel, and it's turning and burning in me. You know, there's a wheel within the wheel, you know, and there's a wheel within the wheel, and it's turning in me. There's a fire within me, and it's burning in me, you know. And, you know, she would come up with just a simple phrase and just, you know, begin to sing it over and over, and it would permeate and, you know, create. And, you know, people would be able to get free and stuff. So,
well,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So, but, yeah, I'm going to my doctor tomorrow. I don't know what he's going to say or whatever, but I haven't seen a doctor in probably 4 years, maybe. But I'm going to see I don't think I have abandoned my herbs, but, you know, I'm going to go see what he has to say tomorrow. So I pray that,
we'll
get a good
something?
Well, I have what they call an abdominal hernias, not just one, but like five of them.
Oh, wow.
I know that sounds, yeah, I know. And so it come from having the surgery in 18, and I felt it rip, but, you know, there wasn't anything. After it's torn, it's torn. So I couldn't endure another surgery, and it took a long time to walk again, you know, to get the strength to walk. So now that I've established that, you know, they want to go back in and, you know, do a surgery, but they want to induce a coma and leave me in it. And then he told me to get my papers in, you know, get things in order, you know, because he says if we can't bring you out of the coma, you need somebody to make the decision. So I'm looking at him, and I'm kind of like, I'm a little dumbfounded at the seriousness of it, but I got to thinking.
Have
I said, well, this is a good time.
Opinion?
It's a good time for you to show off right now, Lord. You know, I'm going to do the best on my end. I'm going to reach up. I'm going to outstretch my hand, and I'm going to listen to this guy. But, you know, we got some serious work to take care of here, you know. So, you know, but I've been – you know, it's just like when I had to have the surgery in 2018, you know, and I didn't have insurance. The only time I didn't have insurance, I didn't fit criteria. You know, I was in that what they call a crack, you know. And unfortunately, throughout my life, I've constantly found where the cracks are. If that makes sense, you know, taking care of my husband and stuff. You can have too much asset, not enough money, but it puts you in a crack, you know. And so it's not that you have a cash flow, but you're not, you know, you know what I'm trying to say here. You know, everybody knows there's a crack, and, you know, and it's a wide gap, actually. And most of us fall in it, and we don't realize that that's where we're at until something happens. It was the only year I didn't have insurance. And, of course, that's the year that I got sick. And I had told myself I'd never, ever be without that, you know. But here I was, and they would come in and tell me, you know, if you don't, you know, you need to have this surgery, and, you know, you don't have – So I had to, this lady came in and slapped the clipboard down, and she goes, I'm going to ask you questions, and if I give you this look, you change your answer. Do you understand me? Because you got to have the surgery. So I had an ileostomy, and then I got it reversed. And but on the reversal end, I was stuck in the bed one day, and I couldn't get up. And when I was pulling to get up, I felt it rip. So I've been living with it for a while, but I laid there and I said, God, if you're done, I'm done. If, you know, this is where we're at, because they sent me home like 3 or 4 times saying that if I don't have the surgery, I'll die. But, you know, you don't have the funds. So, you know, we're going to try they tried to treat it with antibiotics and it didn't work. And they knew it wasn't going to work. So
I was going to say, how would antibiotics fix a tear? I don't get that. Well,
you know, but anyway, no, I had an ileostomy, which I had an abscess, and it wouldn't drain, but it was leaking. I got beat up in my driveway, you know, so, yeah, it was one of those moments. Yeah,
some good deeds don't go
unpunished. That's all I got to say on that.
Have you gotten a second opinion from any other doctors to see if they all talk about it?
This was a second opinion, yeah. Because when it happened, I seen the surgeon the first time from the surgery that I had in 2018, and he said that it needed to be fixed. So, you know, but I couldn't endure it, and I didn't want to hear it, and I didn't want to, you know, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't even walk. I'm like, I've got to get on my feet before you, you know, do something like this. But this is, you know, this is the second opinion, and I may get another opinion. I may not go this way.
I don't know what's the point of the coma. I understand the surgery, but I don't understand the point of the
That's what I'm going to ask him. Why are you going to keep me in a coma after the surgery and not bring me out?
Right.
You know, what is the point of putting me in a coma? I don't understand, because I looked it up, and it means brain dead, you know? A medically induced coma is brain dead.
I understand surgery, but I'm not sure why they would do the other.
That's what I don't understand. So that's one of my first questions. Yeah. So it's pretty serious. So
Well, let's pray. Father, Lord, we just come before you, Lord. We all come together in our prayer and in our heart, Lord, to ask for protection for Angie, Lord, and for the wisdom of God in this. But, Lord, we just ask that you put your angels around her. And, Father, we ask for a miracle for Angie, Lord, that all of these tears, these places that have herniated, Lord, that they just be healed and that she would not even need surgery. But, Lord, Father, even if she ends up having it, Lord, that Lord, that this would be a lesser deal than what they're saying, that it would not require being put into a coma, Father, this would just be a lot smaller thing than what they have said. But Father, our first request, Lord, is that you just bring healing, because Lord, your word says that healing is the children's bread. And Father, she belongs to you. She's a child of the King. She's blood bought by Jesus. But Father, we just, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for covering her and keeping her and protecting her, Lord. And Lord, bringing forth what is best for her, Lord, that you know what is best. And Lord, I just speak against any confusion. Lord, I speak against any anxiety. Lord, we just put it in your hands, Lord, with trust. And with love, Lord, and know that we are in your hands. Lord, Angie is in your hands. Lord, that you will put her exactly where she needs to be with the right people. And Father, we just thank you in advance for answers from God, Lord. We thank you in advance for praise reports. And we give you all the glory and all the thanks and all of the Lord, all the praise in this situation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And my mom's going before some arbitration tomorrow. She needs prayer. Her name is Della.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Father, we just ask that you be with Della, and Father, that you, that your peace, the peace of God, would be with her. Lord, that she will have clarity in her thinking, clear thinking, Lord, that she will, Lord, in this situation that she's in, Lord, that you would intervene on her behalf, Lord. And Father, you know the situation, you know the details of it. But, Lord, that you would just work on her behalf, Lord, that what all is going on, Lord, that there be the judgment of the Lord, the justice of the Lord in this. And, Father, we just thank you now, Father, for just bringing victory, for bringing the justice of God in it, and whatever is going on here, Lord, that truth come forth, Lord, truth. Jesus came in grace and truth. He is truth, Lord, so that truth and, Lord, that your best come forth in this, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. You are welcome, girl.
You didn't realize that first call was going to be a messer.
Nah, that's fine. That's what we're here for, and that's, you know, that's an important one. Oh goodness, that's a big deal. Well, keep us in the loop on things of what's going with you, and you can always send text to Randy for prayer and for just giving us heads up and praise reports and such as that. So. We'll be praying for you and waiting to hear from you.
All right. Well, the surgery is not tomorrow. I'm just meeting with him again,
yeah,
to discuss some things. Anyway.
Yes, I would definitely ask about the coma thing. It's like, that. Not sure that I understand that, but.
Right. Yeah. I don't understand it either. And the more I thought about it, the stranger my brain is cooking on that. I'm like, I don't understand. What do you mean you're going to leave me in it after the surgery?
Yeah. Why?
And then, yeah, what is the purpose of that? Why?
Right.
So, yeah. Because, you know, that doesn't sound right to me either.
Yeah, so, I would continue to ask. But, yep, absolutely. Just let God lead you in your questions so that you ask all of the right things.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. I love you.
Love you too. Be praying for you and waiting to hear from you.
Thank you.
All right. Good night. 284-442. How's Miss Jennifer tonight?
I'm pretty good, Jeannie.
Oh, good.
Thank you for asking. Yeah.
You sound perky.
I am. I feel perky.
<That's>
I had a few rough days of wrestling with God, but I feel like I came out of that and. Yeah, just in a better place. So all is good.
That's good. That's good. Well, let's pray for you. Father, thank you for Jennifer. And Father, I thank you for the clarity you've been bringing her, Lord, and speaking with her about and showing her. It's just see God just, almost like it's been in a personal conversation, how God's been showing you and speaking to you and letting you feel his love. And, I just sense that there's been a clarifying going on within you. There's been a clarifying going on within your heart, and there's been a clarifying in your mind of where you have at times that it would be back and forth, pros and cons. Okay, back and forth. I can look at it this way, but I can look at it this way. And what about the other way? You know, am I seeing everything? Am I considering everything? Am I missing something that's pertinent to my life and to God's pleasure in me? And I think like going back and forth and we go back and forth. And God with you, bringing clarity, but it's both. It's like God bringing clarity and like you, like clarifying in yourself, like your heart, of where your heart is. You know, where is my heart in all of this? Where is, you know, is my heart aligning with God? And not only with God, but am I assured? Am I sure what my heart feels? Am I sure that what I'm thinking is pleasing to God? And am I understanding? I just see you going through all of this, but it's not just like saying, okay, I'm getting clarity. It's a deeper thing than that. And then being at peace with the saying, okay, this is how I feel, and I think this is real. This is not emotion. This is not from the words of others. This is not being coerced to think this way or that way. This is not fear talking to me, because it does to all of us at times. But this is truly what I'm feeling. This is what I feel, and this is what I feel led. And I just see that you've been going through this clarifying time with the Lord and God speaking with you, and God, like I said, it almost looks like it's been conversation, nearly back and forth and back and forth of conversation. But I see in the process of it that it has, where there had been turmoil, where there had been some confusion, but that there has been a peace that has come with that, and
a bit of a, okay, I think I'm settled on this, you know, that sort of thing. You know, and not that it's everything, but that there are at least some things that you're like, you know what, I have peace with this, and I, you know, like my mind's made up, I would put it that way. You know, like I understand, I get it. So, Father, I just thank you for Jennifer, and Lord, I thank you, Father, for the journey that you've got her on, and Lord, all the healing that you've done and are yet doing, and Father, that you've been revealing who she is and just revealing her own heart to her. Father, helping her to be at peace with who she is and where she is and where she's going, even though at this time, you know, may not know where all you're going, but at least that where you are right now, that where God has you right now, that there's a peace there and a trust, you know, a great trust that has been built that, I'm in God's will at this time. I'm in God's will. I'm listening to God. God is speaking to me. And like I said, understanding even your own heart, understanding and the things that God has put in you and all of it. It's kind of a big deal. I mean, it's kind of a big thing. And I know you've been going through that for a while. But Lord, I just thank you for Jennifer, Father, that in the midst of all of this, it continues to bring healing. It continues to bring peace. It continues to bring an assurance, Lord, and a steadfastness of, okay, I'm on the right track, and all is well. And so, Father, I just speak a blessing over Jennifer, and Lord, speak a blessing over her future and her life and her home. And Lord, I just thank you for her and all that you have poured within her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. That was so spot on. Wow. Yeah. So spot on. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anything you want to share about or?
Oh, he's just been, he's had me in this, like, you know, I think oftentimes, you know, we can be in situations where our feelings, we can go before the Lord or, you know, make decisions in our lives based on feelings and not wisdom, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, and God's been having me wait, and I've been wait on him. And just a few days ago, I don't think I've ever been angry with God except when my son passed away over, 26 years ago. And I found myself in this place where I was just really starting to question everything, like. But, he's brought me back out of that. And even, like, when you started your program tonight, you know, the waiting on God, I mean, I knew he was speaking to me. I mean, because he has been constantly, like, drilling that. You continue to wait. And that was part of my issues. I was asking him, well, there are certain conversations going on between us. And, This evening before I got home, I had taken a book with me, and I think I had like 10 more pages to read in my book. And lo and behold, the whole last 10 pages were about waiting on God,
Wow. You know,
for his wisdom. And then here you show up tonight on your program waiting. And it's like he's got me in this place of waiting, but I feel like he's really brought me through the turmoil, the questions, like you said, like, I think my heart is settled, and he's really shown me my heart, and, I just is coming out of it, like, with a greater capacity to trust him, like, he's got me, you know, he's
wow.
got situations, he's, it's all good. Working all things out. And there's just that peace in knowing that and, you know, and letting go and let God, but, you know, still waiting. Still waiting, but, yeah.
All is well. All is well, even though we don't have all of the answers, that all is well.
Yeah, a couple days ago, I was really wrestling with him. I don't think I've ever been in that place ever where I had, you know, throwing my hands up in the air and, you know, just, and, you know, I felt so guilty after, you know, after I came out of that. I felt like, wow, I've ruined everything. I've ruined my relationship with God by doubting him, by questioning him, and had to go through this, you know, day of, you know, repenting and just trying to not, you know, be attacked by the enemy, you know, with guilt and shame. And because, you know, I'm somebody who's suffered from a lot of shame. So just pulling myself out of that. And to where I am today, and pretty darn good day. So,
okay.
Yeah.
I think we all have those days of wrestling some, but thank God, you know, it says, you know, tears endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. That sometimes God just, he gives us a reprieve. He gives us a, just pulls things back and lets us just, you know, enjoy him. Just enjoy, you know, just have a joy, day of joy and lightheartedness and things like that.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was there anything in particular you want prayer about, sweetie?
Actually, I do tonight. I have, he won't, I actually call you, but he's listening tonight. My son, Colin, so I didn't know if you could, if you had a word for him or could pray over him, but he will be hearing this, so that would be great.
Well, I was talking about saying I knew it was going to be your son. And before you ever said it, I knew it was going to be your son. Well, let's just pray for him. And Father, I thank you for calling. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that your hand up is on him. And Lord, that you've called him from the womb. Lord, he has a destiny and a calling that is of you. Lord, that it's that's not one of those things that people fall into. It's not something that just kind of happens or transpires, Lord, but there's a calling on his life. Lord, there's a purpose for his life and in his life, Lord, and a destiny, Lord, that before he was ever born, Lord, that you knew him. Before he was ever born, Lord, that you had a plan for his life. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, that the prayers of his loved ones, the prayers of his mother, Lord, that those prayers are still to this day, that they're still working. They're still, they don't become inactive. Those prayers continue to be active in the heavenlies. They continue to be before the Lord. They don't. There's no expiration date on them. But Father, thank you, Lord, for just making yourself known to Colin. Lord, that you've been with him even at times when he maybe had no idea that you were there and that you were working on his behalf, that you were in the middle of things in his life, Lord, and protecting him and keeping him and beckoning to him. And Lord, that many times when things fell together, Lord, that it wasn't just happenstance. It wasn't just because he did things, everything right or was lucky, or it was because you're there and that you bless him. Because, Lord, you bless us even when we're not doing things for you. Lord, that you still bless us. The word says it rains on the just and the unjust. God blesses us because he loves us. And Father, I just, Lord, ask you, Lord, for just revealing yourself to Colin in a most astounding and extraordinary way. Lord, that he would just see your hand in his life. Lord, that you would visit him. Lord, to just have him to encounter you in a way that he's never experienced before, Lord.
Now, Father, I thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of his relationships, his connections, friendships, and things like that, people that he's around. And, Lord, that you would help guide him and connect him with those that would be key people, be God connections in his life. Lord, that would be a blessing to him, that would be real, be true, be the kind of people, Lord, that would be a blessing to him and that would pick him up and would speak wisdom into his life and be those divine connections that God has. And, Lord, that you would just protect him from connections that the enemy would try to send or just those that are would not be key people for him, those that would be harmful in any way or be a discouragement to him. But, Father, let him see you high and lifted up. Lord, let him see you in the middle of his life, very aware of him, very aware of everything about him. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for blessing Colin, Lord, for keeping him safe, for just keeping your presence, your angels around him. Lord, let him feel your presence. Let him be so aware that you're there with me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you so much. God bless
you.
You're
welcome. Oh, God bless you too, hon.
Thank you.
Yeah, will you.
Love you.
Love you too. All right. Well, you have a great night.
You too.
502-548. How's Mr. Greg?
Hey, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm good. You doing all right? You sound a little serious tonight.
Yeah. It's just been a tough few days. Mentally, emotionally. Yeah, mentally, emotionally trying. And just a lot of inner turmoil.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, anything you want to share or you just want prayer? Or?
It's one of those things that God knows every bit of it. Obviously, I mean, he's been with me. He's right by my side when I was, yesterday was a really tough day. And then this morning just woke up to more this way.
Okay, well, let's just, Father, I thank you for Greg. And, Lord, I thank you that, Lord, that you are our comfort, Lord, that the word says that the Holy Spirit is our comforter. So, Father, I just speak your word over him, just Lord, that you'll never leave him, you'll never forsake him. Lord, that your comfort, your peace, that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, that said, my peace I leave with you, not as the world gives, but my peace. And, Lord, that your peace would be with Greg, and Lord, the joy of the Lord, that would be his strength. Lord, be with him. Will he be ever mindful and ever, Lord, even sensing your love and peace surrounding him, and that your love never leaves him. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing encouragement to Greg. And Father, just, Lord, more than anything, and I just feel like, Lord, your encouragement to him and your love to him. And, Lord, just surround him with your presence. As the word says that we're clothed with Christ, Lord, that he would just feel your presence all around him and just completely covering him from head to toe and on every side. And, Lord, I just thank you for, even with Greg, Lord, bringing clarity to him in places that he needs it, Lord, and being able to accept, to accept may be the wrong word, but Father, to find your strength in the middle of everything that goes on around him, Lord. And Father, just to lean on you in these things, Lord. Father, I thank you for that your plans and your purposes for Greg, Lord, that nothing disqualifies him, that nothing changes your plans for him, Lord, that he's still a man called by you and anointed by you, and Lord, that you have put things within him, Lord, for your purposes and for your plans and for destiny. Lord, even as the word says in Jeremiah 29, that he knows the plans he has for you, to do you good and not harm, to give you a hope and a future. And Lord, that you would accentuate to Greg the goodness of his future. The goodness of his future, Lord. That Lord, as he moves forward with you, Lord, that you're going to help him up. You're going to keep your hand upon him. He's not going to have to walk things alone. He's not going to have to travel alone or go alone. And, Lord, that as you go, even with the lepers, it said as they went, they were healed. As they went, they were healed. Lord, that as he journeys with you, that he's going to find more and more healing in his body, more and more healing in his heart, more and more healing in his mind. And Father, I thank you that things that have, that he's going to be able to turn loose of the things that he needs to turn loose of. And Lord, it's not going to be one of those things that feels like he's peeling his skin off to turn loose of it. But Lord, that he's going to be able to just let go of the things that he needs to let go of, Lord, and going to feel the weight of things drop away. Lord, that his joy will return. Father, that is that your favor will continue to go with him. Lord, that though others, others that we may encounter, other people around us, they do affect our lives sometime, but we're not held back by their choices in any sense. Sometimes there are delays. Sometimes there are some changes because our life is affected by other people's lives to some degree, but it doesn't change God's blessing upon our life and God's will for our life. And as long as we just keep moving with him and keep giving everything to him and keep submitting to him, then he continues to bless us and continues to take us higher and to take us into greater things and from glory to glory. And Father, thank you, Lord, for being with his children. Lord, and working in the family, Lord, working in that family, Lord, and Lord, just bringing healing, bringing encounters to them, Lord, bringing a relationship healing, Father, that in every way that they would, Lord, that they would encounter you, Lord, that the things that they knew as children, Father, that they would. Those things would come to mind, come to heart again, Lord, that they're not for, that they, as the word says, you know, that raise a child in the way it should go and when it grows older and not turn from it, Lord, that many of us, we've had seasons or times that we turned away from the Lord, or that we were not, even if we didn't turn away, that we're not living for God or not following God. But Lord, your word says that when they grow old, they're not turned from it. So Lord, that we just stand upon your promises, Lord, that those, any that may have been distracted from you or have walked away to some degree, Lord, that they will come back, that their hearts will come back, their minds will come back, Lord, that they will turn to you again and begin to seek your face and to find that relationship, Lord, that you desire to have and long to have, and, Lord, to do miraculous things in their life. Father, I just thank you for Greg and all of the prayers that he sends up for others, and Lord, how he stands in the gap for others, Lord, and even how he, Lord, how he's willing to at times even turn the other cheek. Father, there's the humility that is in Greg's life, and I thank you, Father, that he is your man and that he is blessed and he is loved. And I speak a blessing over him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jeannie.
You're welcome. Is there anything in particular you wanted to share or anything in particular you wanted prayer about?
That prayer is, pretty much covers it. I start my new job a week from today. My excitement's a little overshadowed by just a lot of the stuff that I've had to
deal with.
Or carry, it's not my burden to carry, I guess, but still, there's just been such a heaviness and, I mean, like knots in my stomach kind of thing that just overshadows other things that would bring me joy, and you just don't find the joy in them because you're so heavy.
Right. I understand totally. I've been there before, for sure.
Yeah. So, but, like I said, I know he's here. I know he's beside me. I know he's not forgotten. He's not forsaking me. It's just like learning, growing, understanding. Sometimes the things that are just so difficult to understand in any way.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some things we just won't know, I don't think, till we get to the other side, you know, because we just don't know all of it. But,
yeah.
Well, I just pray that God encourages your heart this week, and that tomorrow when you wake up, that you feel a brighter day, that you feel the joy of the Lord returning.
I believe I will, Jeannie. I believe in Him for that.
Yeah, so. Absolutely.
We appreciate
you
very much.
Any time. You know, you're more than welcome, sweetie. All right. Well, you have a blessed week, and I'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
All right. Good night. Get a drink right quick. All right, 754-255. I think this is Donald and Tanya.
Okay.
Hello? Hello, Donald and Tanya.
Okay.
Hello, I can hear you in the background, but I can't hear you up close. Donald and Tanya. Hello, Donald. Hello. Hello, 754-255.
Hey, Jean, this is Donald and Tanya.
Yeah. I knew I had just didn't have anybody on the phone right then. I could hear background noise. How y'all doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing fine.
Good.
Just put the little ones to sleep, but we all good.
Good. Well, that's doing good. You can get them to sleep already. Yeah, that's usually the case, is trying. All right, well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Donald and Tanya, and Father, thank you, Lord, for the journey you've had them on, Lord, that they've had to learn tenacity. They've had to learn staying power. Father, they've had to learn how to grab hold of you and not turn loose. They've had to learn how to be quiet at certain times. They've had to learn how to decree and declare the word of the Lord at other times. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for engaging them. That's the word I'm hearing, is engaging. Lord, engaging them on a new level, Lord, in a new way. And Father, revealing to them things that are to come. The word says that the Holy Spirit, you know, that he shows us things that are to come. Father, that you would show them things that are to come, Lord, and that as you journey with them, Lord, that they will have the inside scoop on things, Father. Lord, have that wisdom that comes only from you, that Lord, the enemy is not able to slip up on, you know, try not to, that he comes disguised as an angel of light. You know, he tries to slip up on us disguised or unknown to us or not revealed. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for revealing to Donald and Tanya, Lord, as it were, the things that are hidden, that they would see things clearly. Lord, that they would
things would be revealed and where all the hidden things come to light, Lord, so that they're seeing things for the truth of what it is, the reality of God, of what it is. And, Father, that you would give them the wisdom and the understanding of how to deal with each situation, and, Lord, the wisdom and understanding of how to, Lord, even deal with their own emotions and to understand the things that are within them, Father. Lord, that they would fight their battles with the word of God and with the faith of God and speak your word only, Lord. And, Lord, I just thank your Father, Lord, that they will recognize and will have, it's like I see you on a journey, but it's like I see, like I see like going in a straight line, and it's like I see like to the right, like opportunity or engagement, like that as you're going, that that you would not miss or fail to recognize opportunities and certain key connections that God has for you. But it's like I see almost like an opportunity. It's like I see you going down the road, and on the right, the way I'm seeing it, like the right, like a turn, a road that would Y, like opportunity. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for going walking with them, showing them, Lord, giving them the wisdom and helping them to see and to know the opportunities that arise, whether those are actual turns in their journey or if it's just the connections that are to be made in those times. Father, that would be key people to them later. But, Father, I thank you, Lord, for opening the doors. But, Lord, mainly that they would even see it, that they would see it and recognize it, that they would not pass those times by, Lord, that are divine encounters, Lord, that are divine encounters and divine connections, Lord, that they make those connections. You know, they talk about in flights, you know, they have to go from one flight to another, and they call it making your connection. Okay, I've got to make my connection because I've got another flight. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for making those connections, helping them to see them, to understand what they're seeing, understand what they're hearing, and, Lord, that they take advantage of those opportunities and they make those connections, whether it's an actual turn, an actual opportunity, an open door in their journey, or whether it's just the connection opportunity, Father, that you help them make those connections and move forward with those opportunities that you bring to them. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Dean. We receive it. And
I'll be
looking out for the opportunities, you know, that God's going to present. So, and I don't want to miss it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is there anything in particular you want to pray about, son?
No, I think that was it. I think there's nothing I could think of right now.
Okay. So, all righty. Well, thank you for calling in, and good to talk to you tonight.
Same here, Jeannie.
All right. Thank you, sir. Y'all have a great week.
You too.
Bye. All right. 405-934. I think this is Autumn.
Yes, it's Autumn.
Yeah, nice to have you tonight, Autumn. Let's pray for you. But is there anything you want to share or anything on your heart first?
Nothing to share right now.
Okay, all righty. I always like to ask to Kim. Father, I thank you, Lord, for Autumn. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the calling upon his life. Father, the calling of to be the head and not the tail. I just sense like in my, it's like I feel it, like a beautiful call upon your life and a calling of favor that's upon your life. And Father, thank you, Lord, that you've called, Autumn to be, I'm actually hearing the word game changer. But I think that's in the sense of like an atmosphere changer. You know, an atmosphere, you know, that you hear people talk about one person might be a thermometer and the next one a thermostat.
and that the Lord has called you to be a thermostat. He's called you to come in and change the atmosphere of things, not to be affected by the atmosphere, but to be a game changer in the atmosphere. There's like an anointing upon your life to lead. There's like a leadership type anointing upon your life. And it's almost like I sense, and I think we all encounter some of this, almost like a sense that there have been times that you've had relationships or have had acquaintances, friends, whatever it were, that would have tried to be more dominating towards you. You know, just maybe their personality, but would try to be more dominating and would like want you to follow them, so to speak, or, you know, to, just to have that more of a, well, just more of a dominating personality. And sometimes the enemy will actually send those type around us. Sometimes it's just life, but we'll send those type around us to suppress really that leadership anointing that's within us. But Father, I thank you, Lord, for Autumn, Lord, that you have called him with a beautiful calling, Lord, of a gracious and wise wisdom, one that uses wisdom and leadership, one that turns to God for the answers, one that can come in and through the Spirit of the Lord, Father, can see, can feel and see the atmosphere changing and change in the room, in the, whether it's in a church building, whether it's in a school building, whether it's just in a home or in a workplace, or even a gathering of just out having fun, Lord, that you've called him with an anointing, Father, to come in and the presence of God to come in and the peace of God and even that of a peacemaker, Lord, one, Father, that can speak wisdom, and dismantle, disarm situations. That's a beautiful anointing my husband has, that anointing. So, Father, I just thank you for Autumn, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, to speak a blessing over his life. And, Father, just ask that you, even in his life, Lord, that you connect him with those that are God-chosen, God-appointed relationships, God-appointed friendships. And, Lord, protect him and keep him in all the places he goes, Lord, and let him hear your voice. Lord, let him be led by you. And, Father, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there anything else you anything in particular you want to pray about?
I have a prayer request for my brother, just prayer for his salvation and protection.
Yes, sure. Father, I just thank you, Lord. We just come before you, Lord, for Autumn's brother. And, Father, the word says that no one comes unto the Father except the Spirit draw him. And, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for your love for him. And, Lord, just ask that you would, Lord, open his eyes, Lord, that the scales would fall off, Lord, that his eyes, he would have eyes to see and ears to hear. Lord, that he would sense your presence, Lord, that there would be a realization, Lord, of the intimate relationship that you want with him, Lord, that you are so aware of every detail of his life, of everything that, Lord, that you've known everything from the moment he was conceived, everything he's gone through, Lord, everything that he has hoped and dreamed, everything that has affected his life, Lord, that you've been there through it all and you've seen it all. And, Lord, that he would just be so aware that you love him. And, Lord, that you want to turn things around in his life and bring blessing and bring goodness and bring healing to him, Lord. And, Lord, that he would know that there is a destiny for him, Lord, that it's not too late. It's never, Lord, it's never too late to get on the right track. Lord, it's never too late to step into the goodness and the blessing and the mercies and grace of God. Lord, that you will meet him right where he's at, Lord, and just bring a new leaf, a new release on life to him, a new joy, a new blessing, a new purpose, Lord, a new understanding and enlightenment in all aspects of his life, that salvation is not just for going to church, that salvation is for every part of our life. And, Father, that you love him so much. So, Lord, we just thank you for him, and we thank you, Lord, for working in the middle of his life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Amen.
You are more than welcome, son. All right. Well, you have a great week.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Good night. All right. 251-229. I believe this is Sarah.
Yes. Hi, Prophet. It's Jamie.
How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing good.
Good.
How are you?
You seem, it almost seems like you're a long ways from the phone a little bit. It's like I'm not hearing you quite as good as I should.
Okay, hold on for 1 second.
There's a little bit of static on it.
Me now?
Yeah, that seems a little bit better. A little clearer. It's not going to now. Okay. All right. Well, anything you wanted to share tonight, a testimony or anything on your heart?
Well, I had a total knee replacement.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. And it healed up. It's healing up.
Good, good. That's actually something I need, but I don't want to be laid up. And it seems there's so many of my horse friends and all that have had those. But it seems to be a common surgery these days. I know that.
Yeah.
I've heard that's pretty painful, though, at least for the first few weeks.
Yeah, it's painful. Yeah, it's a little bit painful.
Are you on your feet now? How long ago was it?
February 7th.
Okay, so you're probably up and going some now. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't they have you stay off your feet for a couple weeks or something?
It's about a month or so. Yeah, it takes 3 months to get completely healed.
Yeah, I guess, you know, when they're cutting the bone like that, I can see that.
Yeah.
So are you having much pain now, or has that passed, or?
Every now and then, I have some pain.
But it was all good. I guess the surgery was all good and successful and everything.
Yeah, the surgery is all good.
Good, good.
And successful. And I thank everybody. I told a lot of people from PGN that I was having the surgery.
Yeah. I think I remember that back several weeks ago you were saying you were going to have it. I don't know if I remember the date, but I do think I remember you saying that you were going to have it.
Yeah. I had it, and it takes a little while, but then you have physical therapy. And with physical therapy, it's really pretty good. They tell you to, keep going to physical therapy because they get you walking, and that's where you get your strength back in your knees.
Yeah. Physical therapy is really important with most of the surgeries, particularly that have to do with bones, joints.
It's healing back. Well, it's healing.
Good, good. Has your daughter been helping you and looking after you a lot?
Yeah, she's been a big help. My daughter. Well, actually, I went out to my sister's, and she for recovery, and both of them worked together, and I thought, wow, I was so happy, because it brought family together.
Right. I think sometimes when you're going through things, then you'll find out if they're there for you or not. And apparently they were, so that's wonderful.
Yeah. And it brought family together, and I was so happy. So happy. My aunt and Leah and my sister, they were there to you know, get everything together. And I was like, I'm not going to keep my feet up. And they were like, put your feet up.
I think you have to put your feet up. So thank you. Keep swelling and stuff down. I've had the broken bones. That part I know. Well, that's wonderful. I'm glad you've got it behind you and that you're healing and that you had loved ones there to help tend to you and look after things for you. That's good.
Yeah. So it's, you know, it's after a while you start walking and, you know, but you got to keep, what's important is keeping that therapy up and, you know, strengthening the bones. That's all. And I take vitamins. I take Instaflex vitamins. And what that does is strengthen the bones too. So that calcium and all that. Yeah. Instaflex. Marie Osmond. I don't know if you've heard of it, but Marie Osmond, she was like a spokesperson. She's like for Instaflex. And so
I think I've seen that on the internet some. I think that's the one that I have looked at some. Yeah. Well, that's good. Well, actually, I'm glad that's behind you and you're well on the way to healing now.
Yeah. So, I want to go back to work, and they were telling me, you know, but I don't know if I'm going to go back to standing. You know,
yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to pick up doing the standing job I had before. I'm going to go back to being the preschool teacher, and maybe that, you know, will be my calling.
Yeah, God knows. God knows what's best for you at this time. And some things may be for a season or two and not necessarily a permanent thing either. So, well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Sarah. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for just keeping her and bringing healing and blessing to her, Father, then, Lord, that even in the difficult times, Father, that you don't waste anything. And Lord, even in this bringing a time of unity in the family and a time of togetherness in the family, Lord, that, Lord, that you capture every opportunity and every moment to bring blessing and to bring love in our midst, Lord, that every opportunity is used. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the joy of the Lord for Sarah. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for completing all the healing, Lord, that everything just completely healed in every way. Father, that there'll be no pain, Lord, that she'll just see her energy return, Lord, just in a supernatural way and strength into her legs and in her joints. And, Father, thank you, Lord, that during this time that she would just have the peace of God on her life, Lord, and just rest in you in such a beautiful way. And, Lord, come out of this feeling refreshed and renewed and Lord, just ready for the next thing, ready for the next challenge, ready for the next thing in life, and ready for the next thing in God. And, Father, thank you, Lord, even being able to use the lessons that she's learned in this and through this and that still has had, Lord, that she'll be able to use these things, for example, Lord, that there will be lessons in this, Lord, that she'll even be able to teach to others, whether it's through the kids or through something in church or whatever, Lord, that you'll give up her opportunity, Lord, to share the lessons that she's learned through the difficulties and the things that she's learned. Lord, almost like when we tell a story and they'll say, and the moral of the story is, you know, there's wisdoms that are learned in stories that I just feel like the Lord, you being able to relate and find the gold nuggets, so to speak, finding those golden nuggets to share with others through the trials, through the difficulties, through the things that you've lived, through the things that have gone on, and even through something like this, that you're finding, just as you said, it was so beautiful that it brought unity to the family of you, digging out those golden nuggets in the situations that seem like harder situations or difficult situations, that you dig the treasures out of that, and you relate those to others, and even able to encourage others, but able to teach through that. Almost like you would say Sunday school lessons or whatever, able to teach through that, the golden nuggets that you get through all of these things that you go through and that God shows you. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing healing, and I thank you, Father, for the rest and the wisdom. Lord, I thank you, Father, for just going before and making all the crooked places straight, and, Lord, putting her in exactly the situations that she needs in her job, what's best for her in this season. And, Lord, that you're just in the middle of it. Father, continue to grow and expound on the unity of the family and the love there, Father, and give Sarah every opportunity to share the love of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, I thank you for Prophetess Jeannie. I thank you for her being such a sweet, humble person to everybody on PGN and everybody that's coming to be a personal woman of God and to be a Proverbs 31 woman of God. And I thank you for her humbleness for being here on PGN. So I'm thankful. I'm so thankful that the Lord has given you the voice of being humble. So I'm thankful.
Thank you, Jesus, and amen. Thank you, girl. I appreciate you. That's so sweet.
Yes, thank the Lord. I thank you. And I thank the Lord for you being a part.
I'm so appreciative of PGN and the opportunity and Randy and I just love the people on here. I mean, I love the other people that teach, and I love you callers. I mean, we end up feeling like we're connected and know everybody. I just end up being part of a big family, and we are in the body of Christ. We are. So I appreciate you so. I appreciate you so much. Well, girl, is there anything else you need to talk about before I move on?
I just want to I don't really want anything. I just want to keep, she was on here, I don't know her name, but she was talking about the coma part of it.
Yeah.
Let me get her name.
Yeah, Angie. Yeah.
Angie. I just want to keep her up in prayer.
She has already hung up, but yes, absolutely, we want to keep Angie in prayer and for God's direction and all of that.
Dear Lord, we're keeping Angie up in prayer, Father God. And wherever she goes and whatever she does, Father God, just keep your hands upon her. Father God, we know that whatever she decides to do, Father God, that you'll be a part of it, that you'll take place in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. That was sweet. Yep. Any of us anyone that she crosses your mind, just say a prayer for Angie and all of this, just that God will lead in all of that, and he will certainly be with her. Well, sweetie, you have a great week. I'm so glad to hear that you're doing better and that you're over the hump and well on your way to recovery.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And if you decide to get knee replacement, it takes my doctor told me about 3 months, but anyway, it brings family together. I know it brought my family together, and that's what made me so excited.
Yeah, that's beautiful. All right. Well, thank you, hon. You have a great week.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right. Good night. That's so sweet. All right, 954-580. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Carolyn from Jamaica.
Oh, hi, sweetie. Good to hear from you. Let me rest. All right. Okay, I've got about 5 minutes left, looks like. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I just thank you for Carolyn. And, Father, thank you, Lord, for just the kindness of her heart. Lord, for the sincerity of her heart. Father, that she is a light for you. She is a light to you, Lord, that just the light of God in her life, Lord, that it pleases you. And, Lord, that that you take great pleasure, Lord, in her sincerity and her her desire to walk with you and to know you on a greater level, Lord, and to be pleasing to you and to be in the middle of your will, or just in the middle of your will. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that Lord, that she'll see and probably has seen, but Lord, that she'll see that obedience, Lord, bring protection to her life, and that obedience open doors for her life. Lord, because it's in the, our obedience to God, Lord, that that we're under your covering, that we're that when we stay in obedience to you, Lord, that it keeps us under the covering of the Lord. It keeps us in that place of protection or like in the shelter of the Most High. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that for the favor of God on her life, Lord, to make a way, Lord, sometimes when there even doesn't seem to be a way. But Lord, for it to give special favor to her, special opportunity, Lord, at times that she would see special opportunity that would even surprise her of like, wow, I'm surprised this, or I got this opportunity, rather than maybe someone else that you think, okay, I wouldn't have thought I was as qualified or that I was as deserving or that they would notice me or whatever the case. But Lord, that I just thank you, Father, for special opportunities coming her way, for special favor that's like even being noticed in whether this has to do with jobs or what all it would have to do with, that having that exception, you know, having that exception where that people would notice, taking extra notice, taking extra, you know, almost like you get extra credit or something like that, but where that there's just the favor of God moves in your life and gives you opportunities that would be surprising at times even to you. But Father, I thank you, Lord, that you do go before us, and Lord, that you do make a way where there seems to be no way, that Lord, that you make the crooked places straight, but Lord, that the favor of God brings us, Lord, that causes doors to open that you open that no man can shut, that you open doors that no man can shut, and you shut doors that no man can open. But Father, I just thank you, Lord, for being with Carolyn, Father, for bringing peace to her, for bringing clarity to her, Lord, for helping her to have confidence in you, and confidence in you leading her and guiding her and blessing her and helping her, Lord, even when she encounters difficult situations, Lord, that she can have that peace and assurance that you're going to lead her through those situations and you're going to guide her, and she's not going to be left to her own wisdom or her own devices, Lord, but she's going to be able to lean on you and to continue to know and have that secure feeling in her heart that, well, God's going to lead me through this. God's going to help me through this. God's not going to look the other way and me stumble. God's going to help me all the way through it. So, Lord, I just thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. And, Lord, I just speak a blessing over Carolyn's life. And, Lord, just open doors that no man can shut. Lord, pour out a blessing that she cannot contain. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I see we don't have much time to talk, but thank you so much. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you too. Yeah, it's 8:45, so I'm out of time. But
yeah,
I just couldn't wait to come, sweetie. And sorry we didn't have more time tonight, but I'm glad I got to you.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless. Okay. All right, I am out of time tonight. I see that I've got a number of callers left. I just speak a blessing over you in Jesus' mighty name, and just say, Lord, just pour out a blessing upon them, Lord, let them feel your presence and your goodness, Lord. Give them direction and bring healing into their life in Jesus' mighty name. If you really need prayer, call back. Randy's program should be on at 9 o'clock. Call into his program and put your hand up. He does take callers on Monday night. And y'all have a great week. Good night. I love you. God bless.